Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Friday of the 19th week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 1 to 13. Our psalm for today is Psalm 136. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 3 to 12. Having enjoyed the love of God in the land of promise, in today's first reading, Joshua gathered the people of God as we gather for Mass to recall the wonders of the Lord from the days of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, down to the Exodus led by Moses and Aaron, and to their entry into Canaan, a land where they never labored, living in houses they did not build, and eating olive groves from vineyards they never planted. My brother, my sister, such was the goodness of the Lord. May the Lord who blessed Israel bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord forgive us our sins and replant us in a house or country of blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord remake our country. May the Lord remake our homes for the good of our children and our children's children in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord indeed would bless us. Why? The psalmist says today, the love he has for us is unending. And when he does bless you, my brother, my sister, the psalmist says, we must not fail to thank him for his goodness. Thank him because he is good. Thank him because he is the Lord of Lords. And he will remortgage our lives for greatness because of his love. This love is the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This love is called agape. Agape, says St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 4 to 7, is patient, kind, does not envy, boasts, is not proud. This love does not disrespect or dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. This love hates evil and rejoices with truth. This love protects, always trusts, hopes, and perseveres. Jesus says in today's gospel that this love is the bond between a man and his wife. Hence, this love is the bond of marriage. This love is not a sexual union. No, it is an unending partnership for the good of the man and woman. And when this love becomes conjugal, God at his own time and as he wishes, blesses the man and woman with children. They are born to be loved, formed, and educated. Thus, Jesus says in the gospel reading of today, no to divorce, because it counters the unitive and indissoluble aspect of marriage. Therefore, following the example of Joshua in today's first reading, let us take a time out when the chips are down in our families. Let us take a time out with our spouses for a retreat or a quiet time away from your families to recall the love that brought you together. We must learn to retrace our steps for our good and the good of our children.
At the end of the retreat,
let us, like Joshua did with the people of Israel, renew our marital vows, renew our love for God and love for each other, renew our love to remain one. May the Lord in His infinite mercy grant us the grace of oneness, renew His love for us, and keep us in His love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a great weekend as we prepare on Sunday for the Feast of the Assumption of our Mother Mary. God bless you all.